Yo, what's up,
Noah?
What up, Bridge?
Where are we right now, dude?
La Fortuna, Costa Rica.
The freaking baby. We're here. It's time. This is the end of our trip, and we're just doing a whole total trip recap.
What a great week.
Yeah, so what were we here for?
Josiah's 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, so it's 1 year. He passed October 11th. Get it right this time. Uh-huh. Of last year. And so we had a beautiful house, which we'll post some pictures of, graciously got by Tim and Robin. And
yes, thank you to
lots
them.
Of family and friends here. I mean, we have 13 people here in total in this house. And I don't know, you can see behind us, it's dark. We meant to do this during the daytime, but we were just having too much fun.
Yep, last day of the trip, we had to have a little fun.
Yeah, it was a painful last day of the trip, too, for me and you. I hope you're okay with telling your mom that, but we'll figure it out.
And Jackson. And Tanner earlier this trip.
And Tanner last night, but it was all around a great trip, and we'll get a little bit more into that as we go on. But we will like to open up in prayer, and then after that get into our
verse of the day.
Yeah. I almost said day of the verse. Verse of the day. So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, with humbled hearts, God, and bowed heads, and we just ask you to have your hand in this podcast today as we just try and magnify your glory and do everything we can for you, as well as talk about the amount of fun we had on this trip and how we were able to honor Josiah with it and do some of his favorite things. So God, just please bring us closer to you and allow us to touch as many people as we can, and you just allow us to be used for all you have for us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, so you verse of
read?
The day.
Oh, you want me to read it, or you got it?
You want me to read it? You want me to read it? Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay, go for it.
Josiah's favorite verse, Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Mm. And again, that comes from Romans 8:28.
But yeah, so day one, got to the airport not too early in Orlando.
Yeah.
And thankfully we had Curtis and, your mom's name just slipped my head. Melinda?
Jeannie.
Curtis and Jeannie. I'm nervous.
I'm nervy.
Curtis and Jeannie Sheffield, they hauled all 13 of us to the airport.
They rented
morning.
A van.
Rented a Mercedes Sprinter, took us to the airport. That thing smelled like TT and smokes, as my kids say. But it got us there. You guys don't have to try and be like super, super quiet. I mean, they know that we're at this house on the back porch.
Surrounded by a bunch of people.
You can hear the rainforest in the background because we are in the middle of it. You can hear the girls in the hot tub. You can't see them because they're out of frame. And Rose giggling at us behind the camera. But yeah, day one, got to the airport.
Well, first... We changed our flight last minute
because
of the hurricane.
Hurricane Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Milton, dude. Didn't do anything good for anyone. But yeah, we had to change our flight. We were supposed to fly out on Wednesday. Ended up flying out on Tuesday. Changed that sucker on like Monday. So that was by the grace of God that we were able to do that. And everything went smoothly. It turns out, like, right after we booked our flights to get them changed, we got, like, a notification that all flights would be canceled on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
So it was definitely kind of a God thing. Rose is still laughing at us over there.
I don't know why, but...
Oh, she's laughing at her Instagram. And so got to the airport. Everything went smooth. 13 people, not always easy to travel with and get organized, but it went pretty well, if I do say so myself. And then it was a quick flight, a little skip and a hop.
No, it is not. Three hours is a long flight.
Three hours is quick.
For someone that hates flying.
Poor baby.
As Corey liked to say, shout out Corey Caparuso.
Yeah, I hate flying. See, I'm one of those guys that like I think of flying like a roller coaster. The bumpier it is, the more fun it is.
Absolutely not.
I'm sitting next to Noah, and the slightest little bump, and the dude's got his head buried in his hoodie. And looks like he's about to cry.
It was scary.
But lots of fun, good flight, short flight, in my opinion. Got over here, landed. Worst part about it was after we landed, we went to Walmart. You guys know how hard it is to shop in a country that has nothing in your language, along with 13 people who all want different things.
And the money's different.
Yeah. So got to Walmart, took us like 2 hours there. We finally got like half of anything we needed for 2 days and spent half a million colones, which is only like $650.
Bro, and we did have that officer just following us everywhere we went.
That might
have
been because of you, but it could have just been because we were Americans.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know this may sound just, you know, but I think I was the only African-American person in a 50-mile radius.
Absolutely. I've seen two other ones since we've been here for 7 days.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, we can't drink beers on video on the podcast. Not against drinking beers, but I'm not going to do that on... He is because he's 19, but... Not going to do that on podcast, and I don't want to worry about having to do all the branding rights and all that for things that are in shot that I don't have rights to. But yeah, again, first day, what was it like? Well, we thought it was like 9 o'clock at night, but it gets dark here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, which is just wild.
We're recording this at 7:30 and it's been pitch black for 2 hours, yeah, 2.5 hours.
All about 2 hours.
And then, finally finished up at Walmart, headed out to the cars, and we had a 3.5 hour drive ahead of us, which in reality was only like 50 miles. But, Tanner, it was only like 50 miles, but because we were going around lakes and over rivers and through mountains and the speed limit was slow as nuts, it was a 3.5 hour drive. In Florida, that would have taken us 10 minutes easily because of how we drive.
I mean, we did hit 105 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, dude, we did go into stealth mode a few times that night.
We did go into stealth mode.
It was me, Noah, Deanna, and Bowden? Yeah, Bowden in the car on the way up here. And there's no streetlights anywhere, like at all. And sometimes we would just turn all the headlights off and go into stealth mode. And Deanna would freak out and tell me I was a bad dad, but I disagree. So yeah, that was day one, long day of travel.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was fun. It's cool getting to drive in another country. Day two was really a chill day.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything. I think me and Tanner and Tim went into town, into La Fortuna, 'cause we're actually in El Castillo. So, which is just the castle, but that's what this little town is. And then La Fortuna is like the neighboring city. And we drove down into town. We went to the butcher, got some stanky meat, dude. Like, and it was in a bad way, but not in that kind of bad way. But like, that stuff was rank. We got some sausage. I tried to make red beans and rice, and it did not taste like red beans and rice.
I mean,
it was pretty gross.
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't eat it. I was disappointed in myself. And that's really what we did. We did some shopping, did some supply replenishing, if you know what I mean. And chilled. I mean, swam, hot tubbed it up, explored the little town we're in.
Saw them big toads.
Oh, dude, the frogs. So Noah, deathly afraid of frogs.
I am so scared of frogs.
Hates them. And the night we get here, we walk outside, and there's some frogs like this big in the pool. Not even exaggerating, and all I do is I see Noah like do a little like boy run back inside. He's like, and then my 5-year-old was picking him up, chasing him around with him. But yeah, I mean, that was day two. What did we do day three?
Day three was another chill day.
Are you sure? Oh yeah, because
we were supposed to fly on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got here a day early, so day three was chill day again.
Did we go?
A lot of chill days.
Did we go into the town on day three at all?
Yeah, I don't know if you did, but I definitely did. I went into the town every day this week.
That's true.
Because I am the town man. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think...
I think you took a nap. You did some homework.
Did some homework, took a nap, just chilled out the crib.
Did you babysit? No, that was the next day.
That was the next day, yeah.
He's a good babysitter.
No, it wasn't.
No, was it yesterday? No, the day before? I don't know.
I don't remember.
We've been here for like 7 days, but I feel like we've been here for 2 months. Like, it feels like we've been here forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, another chill day. Bug, sorry. Another chill day, day three, and didn't do much. We just hung around and just relaxed. I mean, there's this, so it's a 3-story house, and there's 2 whole, like, wraparound porches, one on the 3rd story where Deanna and I are staying, and one on the 2nd story where everyone besides Tim and Robin and Deanna and I and the boys are staying. And upstairs, they've got, like, this, like, swinging bed suspended off the ground, which is pretty sick, and a telescope. And telescope's kind of useless because it's always cloudy and rainy, yeah, but it still worked.
And then we would get up at 5 to see the sunrise, but it was already up.
Yeah, I mean, I naturally was getting up at 5:30 because it was, like, 7:30 to us. And I was like, oh, great, I'm going to see the sunrise. That sucker had been up for an hour, and I was like, I'm not getting up at 4:30. But yeah, I mean, what's up, dude? What next? What did we?
Day five next?
Day four?
Four. Mm. Yeah. Idiot. Day four next. Sorry, well, for me and Ridge, it was another chill day. The rest of the group went water rappelling, which was just Ad's favorite thing. Which, if you don't know what water rappelling is, it's you climb up to a big waterfall and just kind of rappel down, like,
and get drowned the whole time.
You could say, like, rock climbing. Yeah, and you're just getting, honestly, you're just getting waterboarded the whole time. But for me and Ridge, we couldn't do that because
we're too fat.
Yeah,
honestly, they said 220 and you weren't going, so
yeah,
we had to sit back.
But so we sat back. What did we do anything?
We went to Mystico Park.
We did go to the Hanging Bridges,
Tanner had a chill day too. Yeah, Tanner had a chill day. He was too scared to do the water rappelling.
So
he came to Mystico Park with Morgan and Bowden and Robin and myself. And now they're all staring at us because we're name dropping. But yeah, that was fun. It was cool. It was like a little park up in the clouds.
Yeah.
On top of a mountain, and they had hanging bridges and stuff, and like a little bar and a little restaurant. Saw probably a
5-foot snake.
Bro, that thing was 5, maybe 6 feet long, just dark black. Like, that thing's scary. And Noah, we're all like hiking. Me, Tanner, and Noah are hiking on the trail, and Noah goes, oh, is that thing fake? And Tanner's like, why would they put a fake snake out here? And so I, like, started, like, recording it, and that sucker went up to, like, strike at me, and I ran like a little girl, but I didn't know what it was. It could have been a viper that
or
took
anaconda
me out.
Anaconda, for all I know.
Anaconda squeeze!
And then...
what else? We did something else that day, didn't we? Maybe not.
Maybe a restaurant?
Is that when we went out to... No, that was yesterday that we ate at that steak place.
I honestly don't think we did anything else that day.
Yeah, maybe just chilled more and did nothing. But, I mean, that was day three or day four? That was
four.
Day four.
And then day five was when excursions
Saturday
that me and Ridge were included in. Yeah. We did.
Day five, we did
ATV. Oh,
it was. ATVing was sick.
So fun. Right? So much mud.
Jackson, come here real quick.
Come on, Jackson, come here real quick.
Tell us a little ATV story.
Get on the mic.
Don't touch the table because our camera might fall.
Noah has to.
No. You were there.
I know.
Well, the first time or the second time?
Well, I was only there the first time.
Well, we'll tell the story of the second time with Jackson.
We did some ATVing. Was ATVing sick the first time?
It was.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. Second time was even better.
You can put those headphones on if you want to hear us. I mean, or if you want to hear yourself, ultimately.
The second time was even better, if Jackson knows what I mean.
Yeah, so we went ATVing day five. All of us went. It was super fun. It was cool. And it was like 3-hour tour, like 17 miles long.
Went
we drove
river.
Through rivers. Muddy. We'll post some pictures of this stuff.
Very muddy.
Yeah, very muddy. We'll post pictures and videos. I had my GoPro on the whole time. And then we can just go ahead and jump into the day two, because some of them decided to go back to ATVing.
Yeah.
What happened, Jackson, on your day two of ATVs?
I flipped a 4-wheeler.
He did.
You
flip
a rude four-wheeler.
I don't know if I'll just say there are some other things that were done that were pretty stinking cool. I'm not gonna lie.
What was it?
Would you do a little pop a wheelie on something or something like that? Or did you try and do a back a flipper?
Put my foot on the back of a 4-wheeler.
Oh yeah.
Gassed it.
Popped that sucker up like it was nothing. And then did a wheelie up the mountain.
Turned back around.
That's sick.
And then I drove.
Did you cry?
No.
Were you scared?
I was pretty scared.
Because like, you thought you were going to get kicked out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, then I heard Noah just sat there and watched you, didn't even attempt to help you. He just sat on his four-wheeler.
Well, right? I tried to turn my bike or my,
you're my bike.
Four-wheeler off, but it just rolled
down
the mountain.
Did you help him?
It would have just.
Like I tried to get off, and
it was a pretty steep
down.
Hill.
Mm. But yeah, Jackson comes to turn back around and get back in the line of me and Jonah, and he hits the brakes and just four wheeler just tips.
Wait, so you did the wheelie? That's not when it flipped.
No, he came down the mountain. The wheelie, like he executed the wheelie perfectly up the mountain.
All the way up.
About.
Dang! I wish you guys had my GoPro.
Yeah.
I thought you like flipped it backwards when you were on it.
Did not loop out.
Sideways.
Dang. And so you just fell riding it like a normal
person. I was
zooming
down the hill, slammed on the back brake, turned my wheel a little bit.
And you didn't fall? Like you landed on a cat? Like you're on your feet like you're a cat?
Yeah.
Literally, like you just didn't fall.
Four wheelers flipped it back over.
That's crazy.
And then it rolls back into a ditch, and then we see the people coming, and it just won't start.
Were they worried about you,
no,
or were they
no
mad?
Goes,
or
turn off the key, turn it back
turn
on.
Off the key, turn it back on. Hurry!
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Man, that sounds like a day. And then that happened today. It sounds like something I should have been there for. But
yeah.
Okay, Jackson. If you want to be done, you can be done.
Okay.
Or if you want to stay, you can stay.
I'm gonna go chill in the hot tub.
Okay. Have fun in your butt soup. But yeah, so that was, ATVing.
That was not needed, but
okay. ATVing was like sick. Like, so I've been on so many ATV tours.
That
and
was my first time riding a four-wheeler.
And that they're always so boring when they're guided and like you're going slow and they're not a lot of fun and they're short. This one, dude, we were just ripping. Like, full speed. We were on some main roads sometimes, like going up mountains, riding
flying
through rivers. It was nuts.
I did get stuck in Spray Morgan and got her.
Oh yeah, that was good. I got it on video.
very dirty.
And it was funny because it was like I was like, Morgan, how did you stay so clean? And then 2 seconds later, and just throwing mud all over Morgan. Noah is, and so I spoke a little too soon on that one. But
I know, yeah, we were ripping through the mud, ripping through the main streets.
That was Saturday. We did that. And what else happened on Saturday? Dun, 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 dun.
Go Tigers!
LSU took down Ole Miss.
In overtime.
That was the highlight of my Saturday night. Not
Georgia
my Saturday.
Georgia also won.
Georgia beat a high school team.
Okay, Alabama almost lost to South Carolina as well.
Yeah, Alabama's almost lost to everyone this season.
That is true.
But yeah, I had a great day Saturday with ATVing and a good lunch, and then LSU bringing it home in overtime made it even better, and that just cherry on top.
I mean, it was a great win by.
I was stressed. Like, we were trying to play like card games. I was stressed for like an hour, and then as soon as they threw that touchdown, dude,
to Kyron Lacy,
it all went away. It was like Jesus took all the burdens off my shoulders and saved me again. That's what it felt like. Not really. It wasn't
the Oregon-Ohio State game was also a one-point game.
Yeah, there's a lot of close games this weekend, but we're not on a football episode, so we'll only talk about it for a couple minutes. There goes Tim slamming doors like he owns the place.
I mean,
he does kind of own the place for this week.
That was day five. You guys went to the hot springs. I didn't go. I watched the kids.
We went to the hot springs. Noah watched the kids for me like the good little boy he is. Jonah Hill. Okay. Yeah, Noah watched the kids for us because I don't know why, honestly. I think he had to go to school. I think he had more school or he was tired. He wanted to take a nap. I don't know.
I just wanted to chill out for a little bit.
Poor baby. And he watched the kids, me, Tanner, Morgan, Melinda,
Jack,
Jackson, Rose, Jonah. We went to the hot springs. The hot springs was pretty sick. It was like, not what I thought. I thought it was just going to be like a natural spring that was hot, like hole in the ground. But it was actually. What about the camera? Did it turn off? Oh. Well, everyone knows you're behind it. And it was like 9 different pools. 7 of them were hot. 2 of them were cold. They had a water slide. It was pretty sick. And it was like a little like a little water park almost. Like, it was super relaxing. One of them was like 105 degrees all the way down to like the coldest one, which was like 62 degrees. So it was like hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Like the Aquatica of Costa Rica.
Yeah, sure. It's like the Aquatica for natives.
Yeah.
You go there to people watch.
Yeah.
Natives, that kind of probably sounded bad. But
probably.
Native Costa Ricans.
And then day six.
You think he's on camera? I think you're on camera flexing. Day six.
Zip lining. I was kind of scared of heights.
That was really fun for me and you because we're fat.
We were the heaviest people, and we would just fly to the zip line. Like, the first one we went to, to start off the day, it was, like, cloudy. Like, you couldn't see the ending to the zip line.
You could barely see your hand in front of your face.
So, like, we started to go. People behind you could see you, and then you just went into the abyss. And we're like, oh, where am I going? And the next thing you know, you pop out. Boom, there's a landing. You have to brake, or else you're going to just slam into the wall.
Yeah. And I never braked. I just slammed into the wall. But I heard that every time, I went last almost every time. And even if I didn't, like, every time I went, they would tell our whole group. They'd be like, big boy's coming. The big boy's coming. And they'd say, scoot back, everyone.
And then they'd just launch rich.
And we've got videos of this stuff. Like, we've got good, great quality videos of everything. So we'll post a little snippet of each little fun thing we did. But, I mean, one of these zip lines were, like, over half a mile long.
Yeah, it was, like, through the forest, over the parking lot.
Yeah, through the trees.
I was screaming coming through the forest. Like, I was flying.
Excuse me.
I thought the thing
was... It was such a terrifying noise. It's like, man, there's no way this can handle this much
friction. I would look up at it and think it was, like, going to, like, spark and just, like, cut me loose and I'm just going to fall.
Yeah, it was freaky, the noise it made, but ultimately, like, overall, such a fun activity. Morgan swimming behind us, trying to be sneaky, so very sneaky.
And then after ziplining,
we went down the road. My money!
And then we see a bunch of people, like, get off on the side of the road. We look up, there's a spider monkey. Grandpa jumped on you like a spider monkey.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew! But yeah, there's spider monkeys. There's like a little tour van like standing out there going, and we hopped out, obviously, blocked all the traffic like stupid Americans we are, and had three cars blocking the whole road. I mean, the road's like 12 inches wide, so
We didn't talk about the poisonous frog that the
ATV
instructor just picked up.
Dude picked up like a poisonous frog that could kill you.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys want to touch it? And I was like, oh, my, whoa. My hand came back all wet after I put it back here. It's a magic trick. He's like, you guys want to touch it? And I almost did. And he was like, poisonous. And I was like, oh, thanks for telling me, Bubba.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Then Tanner got a great video of the ants carrying the leaves.
Yeah, it's like Tanner's a National Geographic.
Mm-mm. No.
Melinda's got a bullfrog.
Stop. I will hop out of this chair so fast.
You have the headphones on. At least take the headphones off first. And don't knock the table over. Okay, I think you're safe. I don't think she's going to do that.
Melinda, please. Thank you.
Do it.
No.
I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Morgan, what do you need? You're not being...
Oh,
we can hear everything. There's
goggles on that chair.
But yeah, zip lining, super, super, super cool. Bigger you are, funner it is, I found out.
Yeah.
And after we went zip lining, this burn on my leg hurts. We'll get into that. After we went zip lining,
and my shoulder,
we ended up getting some motorcycles.
Vroom, vroom.
Always a good idea, especially in the rainforest mountains and
slippery roads.
And so we got some motorcycles. And this is right after we ate lunch, whatever, and rented these motorcycles.
Laughing at the thought of Tanner falling.
Yeah. And so, like, we're all like, Noah, I forgot you weren't there. Me, Deanna, Tanner, and Melinda got motorcycles. We're just riding along, pouring down rain, like, can barely see in front of you. All of us soaking wet, cold. And Tanner, like, passes us with the biggest smile on his face. Like, he's like, ah, like, so happy. And all of a sudden, Tanner just disappears. And I was like, he just rode off the edge of the mountain. And then we realized that he rode into a 3-foot deep ditch full of water and just fell over inside of it because he didn't know how to turn. He's trying to turn the motorcycle like this.
And then this morning, he's like, oh, I'm still getting used to the turning.
Yeah, like acting like he has never done it. And I was like, dude, did you get hurt? And he's like, it just hurt my ego. And then, so we parked the bikes. We went down and up the mountain a few times just because we had to run errands to the store, even though we just wanted to ride the motorcycles. Yeah. And got back, called it a night, maybe played a little bit of coup, made some din-din.
I think we go back on what we did the 11th. For 1 year, like putting the...
Oh, we'll get back to that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We'll put that, yeah. And then, I mean, that was it for that, I think.
And so this morning, ooh, that's a big bug. This morning, this is hard doing this in the rainforest. This morning, me, Noah, Tanner, woke up at 5 a.m. to go on a early morning sunrise motorcycle ride. We went probably 30 to 40 kilometers round trip, just riding around, trying to figure out where we wanted to go. Rode down to the river, hit it in reverse, rode down to the town.
Got some brekkie.
Got some breakfast. Breakfast! And then started raining on us. Or no, it stopped raining on us. It was raining on the way there. Tanner was cold. Dude got a massive bowl of soup for breakfast.
The Azteca soup.
Azteca soup. And then we headed back home, and what happened when we were heading home?
Well, heading back home, sorry, Mom and Dad, but going down a hill, it was wet and slippery. I was coming a little too fast, and I didn't want to turn. I don't know why, but I start going towards this ditch. Like, I'm slowing down. Like, I'm at the point I'm pressing both brakes. I start sliding. Going to the ditch, just over the handlebars and straight on my shoulder. Good thing I popped right up.
Perfectly fine, by the way. Yeah. He is okay.
Perfectly fine, okay. Bike
was okay.
Bike was okay.
Just hilarious to see again.
Popped right up. Tanner's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Can you just help me get the bike? Made sure the bike was fine, and then...
Because don't forget, Tanner had all of these bikes on his credit card.
Yeah, it was...
So,
I looked at Tanner that credit statement, sure, and I was like, $1,500. I was like, cash.
And, yeah, we ended up getting back on them, coming home. We chilled for a little bit this morning, and then there's a woofy barking back there. I would say half of us went ATV again. Yeah. I did not.
It was very fun again.
Excuse me, I'm about to clear my throat. And you can hear Rose gagging in the background. Half of us went ATVing. Half of us took the motorcycles out and went into town. Tim ended up going to grab a motorcycle as well. So we were pulling out of the house this morning, and I was so happy yesterday. I was like, man, only one of the dang crash. Like, I'm doing good. I've obviously have a brand new, like,
Dual sport,
like enduro Honda,
like 150. I mean, brand spanking new.
Like, it had like a few kilometers on it, and I'm heading down the mountain. And the driveway to this place is like crazy steep and just like boulders, basically loose gravel and boulders. And so I'm going down, and for some reason the bike, like, I don't know if it was the angle that it like just didn't suck fuel or something, but it like stalled out, and I was in first gear, so it locked up. As soon as it locked up, I flew forward over it, messed up my ankle, scratched my leg all up, scratched the bike up just a little bit, but apparently it was justifiable enough to charge me $400 for the repairs.
I'm surprised that they didn't charge Melinda for my...
even though we know they're not going to repair it.
Accident that happened.
She might get a credit card hit later on. Who knows? Yeah, Bruce, sorry.
No, it came from my bank account.
But yeah, after that, we just went and rode around. We drove back to the same exact coffee shop that we went to, had lunch, and a little Oreo cheesecake.
Ooh.
And then it was pretty fire. It wasn't very sweet, and it wasn't very cheesecakey. I hate cheesecake, so because it tastes like cream cheese, but I love cream cheese, if that
we
makes sense.
We also did have, we had tres leches cake at the ATV place because it was one of the guys' birthdays. Oh. So they gave us a little tres leches
cake. It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And we had the best pineapple that I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, we did have pineapple.
That pineapple was good. So good.
Where was I before you so rudely cutted me off? Cut it. What are you guys pointing at? UFO? Okay.
Yep, sick. Great answer.
Oh, I did get a solid foot massage from Tanner.
We did get massages, though, while we were
yeah,
here.
We did get massages on the third floor balcony overlooking the volcano, which was nutso. I got beat with a bamboo stick.
I also got beat with a bamboo stick.
It was kind of crazy.
So did Tanner. Tanner also got beat with a bamboo stick.
But yeah, getting sidetracked again. Where were we? Oh, yeah, we drove to this waterfall, this sick waterfall we'll post pictures of. Ice cold, but it was like 1,000 steps down. Get down there, swim for 5 minutes, 1,000 steps back up. Hey, Jonah Hill. Yes, this is Jonah Hill. Not the Jonah Hill, but my Jonah Hill. And climbed up and down that thing just for 5 minutes of swimming. And got some cool GoPro footage of some fish in the water. Water was ice cold. Chili.
And,
huh?
Nah.
I don't like chili. I like white chili. What are you doing?
Don't even start with name dropping on this podcast.
Who is that?
Don't. Please stop.
I think they might enjoy a shout out.
No. I don't know if they watch.
Well, nobody watches, considering this is we recorded the second episode and now the 10th episode.
I'll just say shout out to some people from church. Stop, Rich. Stop.
Kevin Craig, Pastor Kevin Craig. Shout out to him because he is the real deal.
Honestly, he is the real deal.
And
stop.
Corey Caparuso.
Yep. And Mr. Velez, shout out to you. Yeah.
Who's dad?
Stop.
Shout out to Eddie, as always, dude.
Real chill, dude. Love him.
But yeah, that's how today's been our last day, and we did all that fun, dangerous, painful stuff.
Did some laundry.
Hey, Jonah Hill, again. You want to say something? What? You want to say something? About your trip. What was your favorite part of the trip?
Yep, hop on the mic.
Tell us your favorite part on the spot right now. Go. He's walking the other direction.
He's nervous.
Rose, you got something to say?
Favorite part or favorite memory of Siley?
But yeah, so that was our last day today. Hold on, Rose. I'll bring you in here soon. And it was a good day. Like you said, this whole trip was for Josiah, to honor him, to honor the family, honor God, do everything we could. But sorry, Jonah, you took too long. You got replaced. But stand by. This won't take long. We are going to ask a couple questions to a couple special individuals, as in every single person.
Don't we want to get on what we did the
11th?
We're
going to. Okay, Jesus, Rich. That's going to be someone's favorite memory. Calm down. Did it stop recording? Oh, wow. Right. I'm surprised. To be honest with you, Diane, I'm surprised.
That's crazy.
But yeah, favorite part of the trip or favorite memory of Josiah or favorite memory of me or whatever you feel
favorite
like saying.
Favorite memory of Noah.
Yeah.
You can start.
Oh, that's my cue. Yeah. Hey, guys.
This is Rose Gardner.
Yeah.
Viola Gardner.
Ew, oh, yeah. Don't Viola do that. Viola Rose Gardner. That's so Gardner. Messed up. Oh, my gosh. No. So one thing that you guys didn't talk about because neither of you were there was the water rappelling that we did.
We did talk about that.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Shoot.
We talked about how we were too fat to do it and then skipped over it.
Honestly, I wish I was too fat to do it. It was so fun, but like our lives were on the line every step of the way. It was literally this OSHA did not approve. Anyway, sorry. I'll get back on track. You said my favorite memory of
favorite part of the trip or both?
The trip of both.
No, I think she just gave us her favorite part of the trip.
Water upon.
Favorite memory of Josiah, go. Shoot.
Okay.
Don't
cry.
So
I actually thought about this the other day. I won't cry. I've done so much crying that I don't have any more tears left.
Me too.
So I think my favorite memory is I thought about this the other day is like you know all about Lake Days Ridge, like at the Sheffield's house.
Days?
Lake Days.
Oh, Lake Days. I was like, yeah, I know all 7 days.
Okay, anyways. Lake Days, the Sheffield's house, which he mentioned Jeannie and Curtis a little bit ago. But we're out there with the... We had another family that would go out, the Taylors. And Bart Taylor is one of the craziest boat drivers in existence, and I'm not sure how he got a license or what, but anyways, so Josiah and I were on a tube, and then it was Logan and Malachi, and Bart Taylor is ripping through this lake, and it was like the 4th of July, so as you can imagine, there's boats everywhere. There's like a fish and wildlife boat on the water, which is super weird to see, and it was just on Bear Lake. And so super weird, definitely out of the ordinary, but like I said, there were tons of people. Anyways, so there's a bunch of wake boats out there because there's people with a lot of money in the world, and Bart Taylor's ripping us, throwing us around these corners or whatever, and we're like, go faster, you know, like make some crazy turns. Josiah and I are sitting there. If you know anything about tubing, there is a way to do it and a way not to do it. And so
I'm a pro.
I believe it. Josiah definitely was a pro. He was good at literally everything. It was so annoying. But we had our arms crossed in the center. Both of us have one arm out super far left because it's one of those ones that's shaped like half a pizza. You know what I'm talking about? And our legs are crossed too, which he didn't like. After the age of 14, everyone was like, oh, cooties. And so we couldn't be as close as we were when we were younger.
Please.
That cat is weird. Anyways, so we had like our feet crossed, our arms are crossed. We're like, we are not going to fall off. So we like made this pact, whatever. Sure as, I can't say that on podcast. Sure as crap, Bart makes a super sharp turn and we go flying off the side of like the center wake. And there's a wake boat that just passed. So we hit this humongous wave. I swear we probably, I don't know, we must have gone 20 feet in the air. We had enough time to fly off the tube, look at each other, laugh, and then fall in the water. And in that moment, we were both like checking ourselves. We're like putting our hands on our arms, legs, back, whatever. We're like, all right, we're good. What just happened? We're just cackling in the water. And Josiah has like one of the purest laughs that you just can never not want to listen to it.
And Rose has one of those laughs
that everyone hates. I shut a room down when I start laughing.
Real quick about Rose's laugh. We were literally, me and Deanna were in Costa Rican Walmart today, which is Maxi Pali Black. I don't know why, but that's what it's called. And we're in the back of the store. And Deanna goes, I think I just heard Rose's laugh. I said, there's no way. Sure enough, 2 minutes later, Rose like walks around the corner with Noah. I'm like, that's weird. But yeah, that thing is distinctive across the universe, to be honest. I'm sure you guys can hear it back home in Florida.
It's pretty identifiable.
But yeah, thank you for sharing that, Rose.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're just trying to get some cool stories of Josiah.
Who's the next? Yep.
Who's next? Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Come up here.
He's in the water.
I don't care. Come on, Jonah Hill.
He's like a little golden shepherd.
Come on, Jonah Hill.
Just silence.
Okay. Thanks. Deanna.
Anyways, thanks for having
me,
guys.
You're next.
After Jonah Hill.
After Jonah Hill. Whoa. Okay. I thought you were going to stand up and walk away with those headphones on. What were we even going to talk to Jonah Hill about? What it's like being named Jonah Hill.
Or his favorite memory of the trip. Yep. You don't have to put your robe on. I
do. You're a boy.
Did you see that fly just land on the wall?
Did you just fart? Did me just fart? No, I didn't. Your robe's not untied, Jonah Hill.
I don't care. What?
Just waiting on Jonah.
Don't put the headset on because your hair's wet.
Alright.
Everyone, this is the Jonah Hill.
Hello, everyone.
The one and only Jonah Hill. Thomas Hill.
You know my middle name.
I know everything about you. So, Jonah, if you wouldn't mind, tell us what your favorite part of the trip was. That was also my favorite part.
Dude, me too.
Was that the sound of the four-wheelers sliding?
Yeah, going on the ATVs.
Yeah, you did it twice.
I did it twice, yeah.
So you got to single-handedly witness Jackson's endeavors today.
It was... great.
Come closer to that mic, big dog.
It was really funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was the coolest wheelie I've ever seen.
It's out now.
I'm not gonna lie, it was sick.
Yeah, so you guys already talked about it.
Yeah, we did, but I don't know if we said wheelie, but now that you did.
Just said other stuff that happened.
Oh,
yeah. So it was the coolest, way to go, JH.
The coolest other stuff that happened I've ever seen.
Yeah?
It was straight up.
You look pretty cool with those yellow sunglasses on. Those are Brecken's.
Yeah, I found them on the ground. I didn't know
they
were.
Let me see
what
they say. Turn your head to the side. Florida speech. Huh.
It's not sunny out.
So that was your favorite part of the trip, was the ATVs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you like anything else, or is that what you're going to leave us with?
I liked everything. It was all just great.
Where'd Tanner go?
Tanner's in the hot tub.
Tanner is not in the
Tanner Simmermacher is not in the hot tub.
Probably to go get a beer.
Once again.
Okay. Well, Jonah, if you want to say anything else, feel free. You want to say hi to your mom and dad?
Hi, mom and dad.
What are their names?
Hello, Seth and Nicole.
They'll never listen to this.
Yeah, I know.
What about your siblings?
Yeah.
My siblings? Hello, Caden. Hello, Lily and Asher.
And your address? I'm just kidding. Don't say that. Great. Well, are you done? Are you ready to go home?
No.
No? You want to stay here?
Well, I mean, kind of.
Uh-oh.
Kind of.
Here comes Jack Attack.
This is my buddy right here.
That's the two. These two are like two peas in a freaking pod, dude. Like. I thought Jackson couldn't get any funnier, and then I met Jonah Hill, and them together are like the funniest individuals.
Bro,
on the
what's
planet.
Crazy is the first time I met Jonah Hill was in West Palm, and we slept in the same bed together, and that was the first time I've met the kid.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. It sounds like a Jonah Hill thing.
Yeah, it's
oh,
nice.
Here he is. Here he is. Get up. It's Tanner's turn.
Tanner,
you're
your
up.
Turn. Wow.
Jeez, Tanner.
What did I say?
No, Tanner.
Tanner, stop.
I have.
Jackson, you're 16. Deanna, your turn. Your turn to come over here and get asked a question on the spot. Jonah, give Deanna your robe. Can't have anybody looking at my girl. Too bad. I don't know what this means, but you're coming
that
to
means
sit down.
I just, she mouthed.
She's like,
I don't want to.
She's like, I'm coming. I'm so excited. Let's go. Let's go. Right here. Pop a squeeze and sit down. I'll tell you once you sit down. They can hear you. We can hear you. They can hear
Tanner,
you.
No. Tanner. Leave.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Deanna.
Get closer to the microphone, please.
Hello.
First off, it is... Don't touch the table like that. You almost made our camera fall.
Whoa, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. So, I
could do the introduction.
Go ahead.
It is my two favorite people in the world, Rich and Deanna's 7th anniversary of them being married.
Thanks.
Is there an applause on here?
Just, nope.
That is not an applause.
Just stop.
Okay. Thanks for the shout out.
You're welcome.
But yes, 7 happy on my end years of being married, hopefully for her too.
Of course.
So happy anniversary to you.
You too.
So we are asking, what was the favorite part of the trip? So what's your favorite part of this trip so far?
Can you look at the camera for us, please?
I would say...
Ooh, we gotta speed this up.
It's all been so good. I don't even know. The four-wheelers was super fun. I haven't been on a four-wheeler in... I don't even know how long. A long time. But that was fun. And then renting motorcycles, that was a good time.
Yeah,
really
for
good
most.
Time.
Yours is the only one that didn't get wrecked.
It's true. I mean, what does that say?
She's the best driver.
The best
is,
driver.
Yes, sure.
Sure, indeed.
Well,
no, it's
yeah.
been awesome, though. This house is, like, crazy.
It's like a Love Island house.
It really what is. That? Some kind of reality TV show TV could be filmed here for sure.
Yeah.
For
like
sure.
Like where
sure.
a bunch of couples come and then there's just drama.
Yeah.
Total Drama Island. That's a cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Just please stop.
Okay. Okay, well, do you feel so inclined to share one of your favorite or fondest memories of Josiah? I know you have so many. But like just the first one that 18 pops in
years,
your head.
Almost 19 years of memories with him. But I would say like one of my most favorite things was just like his enjoyment for like messing with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he like just me. Like absolutely loved, yeah, Ridge was like one of the big targets. He just like loved messing with people, and he would always do like this particular like laugh where he would like shake his shoulders up and down and his mouth would be open and he would just after he would do it, and it was just like the best thing ever. Yeah, there was like I would say one of the last times he was at our house in DeBary, Ridge was like on the Xbox and like in our like office laundry room area. And he was like, come on, let's go in there and like mess with him. And I was like, all right. So we like walk in and we stand like in the doorway of the room. And he was like, watch this. And he just was like, bro, like you suck. Like, oh my gosh, like you're terrible at this. Like, and Ridge just like turns around and just like gives him this like nasty look. Like, come on, bro. And he just like decided just like looked over at me and was just like cracking up. Like he was like, oh, that was so funny. But
Jackson, stop. I can hear that very loudly in my headphones.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here. But yeah, no, there's so many. I could go on and on and on about stories. This could but be a that's 12 like
hour episode.
Yeah,
that's just like one of my favorite things. Is like he just like loved to mess with people and
yeah. For sure.
That laugh he would do.
I'm glad you're here because you're next.
Tanner, you're next.
Come back. But yeah, you have anything else to share?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Of
thank
course.
Thank you, Deanna.
I love you.
Of course. Love you guys.
I love you, though. Happy anniversary. Hurry up so Tanner can sit down. Tanner, sit down. Tanner.
Tanner, sit down.
Sit down.
I'm naked.
No, you're not.
Tanner, sit down. Don't put on the headphones because your hair is wet.
Put your phone away. What are you doing? What'd you go in to get?
My phone.
Why?
Because I was supposed to take a picture.
What's been your favorite part of the trip so far?
Get closer
favorite
to the
part
mic.
Of the trip was probably
talk into the mic.
This is the mic. Sorry, guys. Favorite part of the trip was probably Friday.
Yeah. What was Friday?
Friday was.
You mean when we sat home and didn't do anything?
Then what is Saturday then? Was it Saturday?
The ATV?
No, not the ATV, but the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, Friday, definitely Friday.
Was it Friday? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I didn't expect to be so emotional, but it was,
yeah, it was
very,
it was something special.
Yeah.
Touching.
And sure. Now that he's brought it up, so what we did is we kind of did like what we're doing right now on the podcast. Everyone shared their favorite memory, and Robin brought these little flowers that when you set them in the pool, they lit up like little candles. And so everyone set one in and shared their favorite memory or said something nice about Josiah. And that's how Friday night went. And but then
before that, Morgan set up like a whole
Morgan
video.
And Rose, I think. Corbin.
Yeah, Corbin. Yeah. Set up a whole video.
Shout out to Corbin, Coco, and Morgan.
Yeah. She set up a whole video with just like pictures of Josiah with music in the background. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was cool. And we did have some, you could say filet, but it was filet. It was just, they have.
It was good.
They have different cows here.
From what? Yeah, we don't really know. Expect. I mean,
they have a totally different species of cow here.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Tanner, what is your favorite memory of Josiah? I know I'm putting you on the spot here.
Favorite memory has to be.
I see. I'm trying not to laugh.
We all see that.
Jackson standing up on the balcony rail, peeing off of it.
Urinating. Everybody don't look.
Go ahead, Tanner.
Would have to be in the Keys trip last summer. I was fortunate to be invited.
When you guys slept in the same bed?
To the trip, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And we shared a room, and we obviously slept in the same bed. And the first night, I was about to go to sleep. Josiah walked in, you know, took a shower and everything, and he went to bed. And I was, like, half asleep, and then all of a sudden I heard, like, yeah, like, rain, storm, showers. And I'm like, there's no way it's raining outside, because it was, like, perfect outside. So he's like, do you mind if I listen to this rain, shower, seep podcast? I'm like, no, go for it. It's kind of relaxing, so that's kind of just a funny memory.
Nice. So sleeping in the same bed.
Sleeping in the same bed, memory? Yeah. I mean, I wish I've had more experiences.
Granted,
with him,
Tanner came on that trip with like 24 hours notice, came out for like 36 hours total, flew one way to Key West, Ubered from Key West to Marathon, which is like an hour and a half.
And then $150 in Uber credits.
Jeez.
And then stayed for literally a day and a half, and we drove back to Orlando.
Worth it.
Yeah, definitely a cool trip.
Yeah, especially everything that happened.
I think since then, Tanner has not missed a vacation with the Hudspeths.
No, of course not. This is, yeah.
Yeah, Tanner.
But yeah, no, I wanted to, on Friday, was it Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really cool because, I said, I wish I known Josiah a little bit more than, you know, just because I've known Ridge for a long time. And Josiah and Jackson have just kind of...
21 years.
21 years, yeah, long time. And Josiah and Jackson have just kind of been around. And, you know, Josiah was, you know, just graduated high school, and he was cool enough to hang out with. And but
cool enough. He was way cooler than me.
He was a lot cooler than me.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of, yeah.
Dude, my butt hurts.
Yeah, it was fun.
My shoulder hurts.
On that freaking motorcycle. Yeah,
are you guys almost done? The hot tub's ready?
Yeah, the hot tub's going to be turned off in about an hour, in about 10 minutes.
It's still warm.
We got some. Do you want to talk about your motorcycle?
No comment.
We already told everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had confidence, then I didn't.
The only thing that got hurt was the ego.
And then I was humbled. And then, yeah.
Cool.
Did we talk about?
We did. We did. And yeah. Rich's accident.
Yeah.
And Jackson.
And Jackson's everything. Accident.
You know, the funny thing is, he was going to charge us because because you can see, like, the pedal was bent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you see this?
I don't care. Much heat on me. So, really, you owe me, like, $200.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying
we'll settle this in court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get rid of that charge because that was nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for
no, you didn't finish.
Well, I thought he did.
So, he said the pedal was bent and then you interrupted.
The pedal was bent. Everything was, like, on the whole side was, like, scratched. But ideally...
Ideally, what?
What? You're pressing buttons. I don't know what they are. All
right, keep going.
Okay, I gotta get here. I gotta go in the hot tub.
Okay, what? Why?
Because I'm cold.
Okay, have fun.
All right,
thanks for sharing.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Miss Zimmermacher.
Anybody else? Melinda and Morgan will share. Oh, yay! Lander,
Lander,
Lander. Put on a robe. Does it matter? And while we're waiting for Melinda, we will... How about a message from our sponsor, our commercial break?
Jackson Hudspeth.
Jackson Hudspeth.
I just want to say, RIP Brady on this trip.
Poor Brady. We miss you, Brady.
We do miss you, Brady.
Really sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, sponsor. Hey, Linder.
Hey.
Linder. Hey. Ta. Melinda.
Yeah.
Many names she goes by.
Mm-hmm.
So, I heard you were called out. Do you have something specific you want to share, or?
No, Deanna just said
okay,
that. Okay,
what
go.
Was your favorite part of this trip?
Oh, boy. That is hard to say. There's just been so many amazing things that we've done. I mean, this has really been like a once in a lifetime thing. The motorcycle renting was awesome. I feel like that's definitely whoops.
Nothing happened.
I feel like that was probably the best way to kind of tour around Costa Rica. That was awesome. The zip lining was incredible. Those views were fantastic. The waterfall today was incredible. That was so awesome. I mean, and everything has been just amazing.
To be clear, Melinda was the only one that Melinda and Deanna were the only ones that didn't crash their bikes, but yeah. Melinda's bike did get crashed.
Thanks, Noah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Noah.
Yeah, so Waterfall, that thing was sick. I mean,
that thing was incredible.
The stairs sucked, but
yeah, we made it.
So yeah, I mean, overall, it's been a great trip. It's hard to pick one thing, right?
Yes.
So you want to share a little something about your favorite Sci-Sci memory? If you
I
can think of one.
I have many.
There's so many.
I like, know.
It's hard to pick.
There's one that I told Deanna I wouldn't share because it would embarrass her.
Do it.
Sorry, Dee. I love you so much. I'm sorry.
Is this the shower one?
Yes. Has she told you this one?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'll share a different one if you want.
No.
Dee. No.
No.
You have my permission.
Okay. I don't know. Me and Deanna are probably like 15, 16 years old. So Sio is like 8, right? Max. And we were like freezing. So we all went and hung out inside of Tim and Robin's shower. They have like this massive like sauna shower, right? And we were sitting there. And I guess Deanna was like, I'm like just going to lay down. So she was laying. There's like a seat in the shower, right? But it's got like a ledge that she was laying under. And she's like, and Josiah was sitting on top of it. And she's like, why does the water taste all salty? And Josiah, without even, like, he didn't say a peep. He just got, like, his little smirk, you know, and just started cracking up. And she's like, oh, my God, Sia, did you pee? And he's just cracking up and killing me. He peed on her. It's one of my favorites. I mean, there's been so many of
them,
though.
There's too many good ones to tell. That's just a funny one.
I know. I don't know if you met the Osbournes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas and David Osborne. Yeah, so we went crab hunting one time at Ormond Beach and gathered like so many like little
crab hunting.
Yeah, we gathered like so many. You remember it, Jack. And they were meeting us out there later. So we set up the tent and everything for them outside of the husband's camper. And then we put like all the crabs in the tent and they're just crawling around in there. And they didn't get there till like, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And we could hear them inside the camper, like fighting with each other. He's like, Tommy, get up. There's something in here. Because all the crabs
That's
are just
so mean.
That's funny.
It was so funny.
That's a good time.
It was an awesome time.
Yeah, well.
That's not your room, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, not your room. That's the girl's room.
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't go in there.
Yeah, well, Melinda, thank you for, one, being here, and two, sharing with us.
Of course. Wouldn't miss it. All right, Mo.
Morgan! Woo! Morgan! And while we wait, another message from our sponsor, Jackson Hudspeth. I don't know, make it sound like a commercial. I'm here today to bring you this sponsorship of these yellow sunglasses. They are made by Speaks Florida or Florida Speech.
Oh, yeah.
I like them.
Are you coming, Morgan? She's still dancing.
Okay, nope.
Okay. Anybody else before we wrap this up? Nobody?
Me and Rich will then go ahead and share our favorite memories if you want to and favorite parts of the trip.
What?
What?
Buy gold? Why?
It's valuable.
I already bought some last, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap.
Favorite memory of the trip?
Definitely ATV.
ATVs. I don't know. Ziplining was so much
fun. Ziplining was sick.
ATV was my favorite part.
The trip altogether was my favorite memory of the trip.
Definitely Friday night was probably one of my favorite.
That was so cool.
Memories of the trip.
The views.
The views were sick. Like today, we went up to that restaurant and you could literally just see everything.
It was awesome.
Also, favorite memory of Josiah. It's probably him coming down to West Palm, seeing me in college. Went out to the beach. I think the first night he got there, and we just talked for probably just like hours, just chilling. And then we woke up the next morning, went sunrise surfing, which I didn't know how to surf. But he didn't really teach me, so.
Yeah. Well, it's because you suck. Anyways, my favorite memory, I'm sorry, that was mean. My favorite memory of Josiah definitely would probably be, or at least like it was like our thing we did is we'd always go golfing and then we go get some hot pot after.
Hot pot is hot booty cheeks.
That was stressing me out so bad.
It's because you guys aren't cultured. You don't have sophisticated taste buds. You don't like good food. Pretty much all of that. Tanner, stay away from the camera. Stop banging on the table.
Tanner. How'd you like K-pop? Tanner,
0 out of 10 K-pop.
Which one?
Altamont.
Well, we didn't go to Altamont.
Well, just hot pot in general. Orlando one, probably like a 6. Hot pot in general. 10. Boom. You guys are dumb.
Hot pot's not that good. Hot pot's overrated. What would you consider a 10?
Deanna.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, Tanner.
Hey, Tanner, why don't you come pray us out then? yeah, but that was like our thing we did is we would go golfing and get some hot pot. And that would always make my day happy. But even though he'd make fun of me and he was always better than me at everything.
Including golfing.
Literally.
Just
everything.
Like I am better than you at golf. Rich, we played golf probably, what, a couple weeks ago and I was so much better than you.
Are you blind?
I don't doubt it.
Okay.
When's our annual Josiah golf trip?
Ooh.
We did it, what, like?
It's coming up, I'm pretty sure.
It should be like the first week of November or something like that.
It's coming up. We got to figure out where we're going to have that this year.
I got to lock in. Some range.
So does Tanner.
Have a driver anymore.
Tanner has to lock in.
I know, I need to get
in.
That fixed.
Tanner Smith.
No, Tanner Sam. Okay, well, I mean, that's Morgan.
No. No.
Dad. Tim.
I'll share.
Go for it.
So basically, I was chilling at Malachi Gardner's house. Rest in peace, my boy moved up to Ohio.
I was going to say, he's not dead, bro.
And Josiah picked me up 10 o'clock p.m.
You mind? Tanner, please. Tanner, just keep walking.
Tanner.
We still have some wine left.
Keep going. Stop whining in my face.
I suggest you look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2.
Very late at night. Picks me up. Pull behind this random shopping center. Big, big parking lot.
Malachi?
And Josiah.
Oh.
Picked me up. Next thing you know, spins the tires. I'm like, oh, shoot. Spins it like 3 times. I'm like, dang, is this kid going to stop? Goes for a fourth. I'm like, all right, this kid's valid.
And the F-350?
Yeah.
Ooh.
F-350's crazy.
That thing scooted.
Tree-fitty. That's a long episode for two people.
How long is it?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
All right.
Just reached.
Well, I guess that is going to be a wrap. Don't hop off yet, Jackson. You can say bye-bye to everyone. Get my charger out of your nostril.
It's just a joke.
Go ahead and give us the verse of the day one more time.
The verse of the day, once again, comes from Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose."
Mm. Not you. I can, like, hear that so vividly. They're rubbing the glass. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Do you know where that verse came from?
Can you repeat it? I was distracted.
Romans 8:28. I'll repeat it one more time for the people at home. "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose."
It's a good verse.
Why is it significant?
Couldn't tell you.
Because it's Josiah's favorite verse.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, way to go. Nerd. Dang it. But yeah, that is a
wrap.
Fine.
Yeah.
Go Tigers once again.
Da 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 da.
Go Tigers.
Let's go.
All right. Well, Noah, you want to say a peace out?
Peace.
Peace out.
Jackson.
Hi.
Everybody, yell bye.
Can Jackson do Brady's peace out?
What is it?
Bye guys.
Bye guys.